Well, good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner here on KKWC Radio for this week. Say, coming up this Saturday night, there will be a very special event taking place at the Opera House in Blairsburg. They did something like this in a way last year. It's to honor Joe Willing. Join me in the studio this morning. I have Dale Blue and also have Christopher Furman, who's joined me in the studios. And gentlemen, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right, let's talk about what's taking place in this. Who wants to lead off?
Well, Christopher, you know, we did this last year for as a tribute, you know, for a friend of ours who passed away, and John Stafford, mm-hmm. and we all played together when when we were young, and Joe, he passed away, and so we're doing a tribute to Joe. You know, Joe helped put everything together for a lot of us,
Both Chris and I started out playing with Joe over 50 years ago when we were in high school, he was in a number of bands through the years, but
we always practiced at my place on the farm, and Joe would leave his drums, and so as a result, I got to learn how to be a drummer.
I think there's a lot of people learn how to be a drummer from Joe.
Because
I know
Joe,
my son picked it up too, just from watching him in the band. And I come home, and he'd be banging on pots and pans with pencils.
He was a great inspiration.
So he was.
I bet he was. Let's talk more about Joe. He died when?
Nearly 4 years ago. In August, it'd be 4 years. So, mm-hmm. He had fought cancer for a year and a half at that time.
Yeah,
valiant fight.
And he was a longtime resident of our area, I presume.
Yeah, he lived in Williams all his life. Yeah, mm-hmm. Went to school at Northeast Hamilton. Started out in Williams before it was Northeast, but graduated from Northeast Hamilton,
and played a role in music in that area too.
Yes, all the way through high school. That's where we got our start together in jazz band. We were kind of the rhythm section in the jazz band. Chris played guitar, I played bass, and Joe played the drums in the jazz band. So
wonderful. Yeah. And you've both been involved in bands, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, over the years.
Different bands. Played with each other.
And... Yeah.
And, of course, the taste of music has changed through the years.
It has.
Both of you started your band.
Yeah. Well, I was the last band that I was in with Joe. Chris was there for the start of it. But we played through the 90s and the early 2000s. We started out playing everything from Everly Brothers, 1950s, all the way up through 2000 music, large emphasis on classic rock and roll. That's what we called it. Although we did slip a few country songs in there too.
And you traveled on all over the place too.
Yeah, we covered. Well, there were 3 years at least that we played New Year's Eve down at Adventureland Inn in Des Moines. But we covered North Central Iowa here quite a bit. Played a lot of street dances in small towns. It was a good time.
I bet it was. And the memories are still there.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And that's why the both of you are having a concert coming up this Saturday night at the Opera House in Blairsburg.
Yeah, it's a tribute to Joe. He was a large part of both our lives. So
fill us in on what's all taking place.
Well, we...
Christopher, get good and close to the mic. I sure would appreciate that.
Okay. we got... I've got some a fellow musician out of Des Moines who was inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when... same time I was with the Memory Brothers here several years ago, and we saw each other and hadn't seen each other in years and years and years, and so he was out in Arizona, and I went out and visited him and got up and played with them, and lo and behold, now they're back in Des Moines, Iowa, and so we're bringing them up. It's Pat and Kirsten Rouse, and to have them join in and kind of help the group out a little bit, and... we've got the Dave Lubbers coming. He's going to be playing harmonica.
Yeah.
We got Vern Weldon going to be on guitar. And Dale's going to be on the bass.
And Corey Zorn's going to be playing the drums. He wound up with Joe's drums. Joe sold him the drums, and he played in a band with for several years with Joe's drums, and now they're going to be back on stage again. So,
should be awesome.
It'll be a good night.
Yes.
And this all starts at 7 o'clock Saturday night.
That's right. Yep. 7 o'clock Saturday night. I think Chris is going to do a few songs to start out, and then
I'll bring Pat and Kirsten up. We'll do a few songs, and
then we'll get the whole group up there, and we'll do a set there. So should be good.
Mm-hmm. How much does this cost for people to attend?
There is no charge. It's free to the general public. I guess they're BYOB. They're going to provide popcorn and pop or
That's
something
a perfect
like that.
Price. But, free.
Yeah, free. Can't argue
with
that.
That. And this will continue until when, Saturday night?
I think it's set up for 7 to 10 is what they've scheduled.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I've been saying on the air it's 7 until question mark.
Till when?
Yeah. You know musicians.
Yeah. Oh, I know musicians, all right.
Yeah, it could happen. We'll just see how the night goes.
Yeah. So tentatively it wraps up about 10 o'clock in the neighborhood. Could go beyond, but again, we got a great concert to remember Joe Willing. He passed away about, what, 4 years ago?
Nearly four years ago.
And this is a special concert with the Crash Factory. Where are they based out of, by the way?
Blairsburg.
Out of Blairsburg. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Johnny Radio and the Retreads. Of course, that band's been around for a good long time.
Yeah, we were together for 15 years or thereabouts, and much of the time we spent practicing in Joe's garage when we practiced in Williams there. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also featured will be Chris Furman, of course, Hugh Dale, and Vern Weldon and friends for this big event to remember Joe Willie. So again, that's this Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock at the Opera House in Blairsburg, and I'm sure there'll be more concerts down the road at the Opera House. They've had a share of them lately.
Could be possible.
Could be.
Yeah.
As long as we still have fun there, we're going to keep going back.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. There's also a Facebook page if people want to know more.
I don't know that there's anything on Facebook about it.
No.
Okay. So again, that's Saturday night at the Opera House in Blairsburg for the event to remember Joe Willie, who died a few years ago, band player from the Blairsburg-Williams area. So hopefully we'll get an excellent turnout coming up Saturday night.
Hope so. Hope to see everybody there.
Dale and Christopher, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you,
Pat,
for having us.
That's our Community Corner for today. I'm Pat Powers.